Johannesburg 29, Polokwane 30, Pretoria also sitting at 30 degrees.
More stationary vehicles. We've got one on the M1 South now at the Buccleuch Interchange and another one on the N1 North after Rigel Avenue.
The Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Dean McPherson, has terminated a lease agreement with Medicare 24 Tshwane District. The company is linked to Vusimuzi Katmatlalo, who has been implicated in interference in the justice system. It follows allegations about how the lease was awarded. Now, this hospital facility in Pretoria West was meant to provide the South African Police Service officials with medical surveillance and wellness screening, among other services. Klipshiko has more.
An investigation found that the lease could not lawfully come into operation as the hospital facility was never declared surplus by the police service as a designated user. Minister McPherson said the department acted to protect state assets and that an internal investigation will follow to hold relevant officials accountable. Last year, the Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee into Police Interference heard that the company allegedly bypassed standard procedures to obtain the lease. Klipshiko, Jacaranda News Watch.
And in other news, the Ndimande brothers, accused of killing rapper Kenan aka Forbes and Tebelo Tibs Motswane, are expected to be in court again on the 4th of March. Siyabonga and Malusi are facing multiple charges, including murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and also attempted murder. They appeared briefly before the Durban Magistrates Court today, the third time since their extradition from Eswatini. And then we move abroad. The Foreign Minister of France, Jean-Noël Barrot, added his voice to concerned European leaders. He delivered his annual address to the French ambassadors, saying that the actions of the United States is endangering the European political order. He hit back at US claims that Europe faced civilization erasure. And finally, a bit of good news on a Friday. The government of Chile is planning on creating a vast new protected area at the southern tip of the Americas. The proposed Cape Froward National Park would span about 150,000 hectares, both on land and also in parts of the ocean. Now, it's considered by many to be the wildest place on earth, and it includes sub-Antarctic forests, peatlands, and coastlines. Now, it used to be a base for the whaling industry, but these days it's a refuge for endangered wildlife. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2 or visit jacaranfm.com. Click on news.
You're listening to Alex.